On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports for you and me.
Everybody, Maddie C Sports for you and me. I have a crazy special guest here. This guy is just a Muay Thai machine, combat sports legend right here. Chip the Surgeon, Moraza Pollard. How are you doing this morning, bro?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm living the dream, of course. I got to talk to a legend right now.
Try.
So, man, I mean, you know, how I see you have a new gym, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All that hard work in the ring, bro. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, long time coming.
So where is your gym located for people that want to know?
Plymouth, Massachusetts. So that's my hometown. It's where I've lived my whole life, went to school here, went to high school, all that. Just kind of always knew I was going to open up a spot here. Been slowly accumulating stuff for the last few years, bags and mats and a ring and mirrors and all that kind of stuff. And just been waiting to find the right location to open up shop, and finally came across it and been here right now. And, you know, it's we just opened up last week. So Monday, Halloween was the first night. So only this is the second week right now. And so far, so good. Got a lot of good kids coming in here. Some of my adults, some people I hadn't seen in a long time. A few new members coming in every once in a while. So we're building, but it's going good so far.
Are you stealing some Citadon clients right there? You taking them down to your gym?
Nah, I mean, there's a few people from here and there, like other places that have popped in. But I mean, anybody who wants to do Muay Thai, if you want to do Muay Thai and you want to learn how to do Muay Thai the right way, and not like just striking for MMA, but actual learning like real Muay Thai for like the ring, you know, then this is the place to do it. A lot of places have a Muay Thai program, but there's not too many gyms in this area, in the States, period. I mean, there's a lot of MMA gyms. There's not a lot of, like, traditional Muay Thai gyms. So I'm just happy to be one of them and to bring that to this area where there's not a ton of it, you know.
Well, I can't wait to see if I see, you know, places with Muay Thai events, somebody repping the Surgeon Gym, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that
sure.
That's
sure.
Probably going to be your best moment right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's already happened. I've had a bunch of students. I was teaching classes already for a while elsewhere, and I've been doing private lessons at my house. So I've had people training with me for a couple of years now. So I've had people in there repping Surgeon Muay Thai. We just didn't have like a physical location of our own yet, you know? So now it's just everybody gets to kind of convene right here and work on their craft.
And that's excellent, man. You know, it, like you said, there's not a lot of Muay Thai stuff in the area. There's a lot of events in the area, but I feel like it, like you said, there's a lot of MMA gyms and they're popping up everywhere now. And, you know, of course there's the Lozons, there's your Sitadong, stuff like that. And, you know, you got big dogs in where you were training in Somerville over there. I mean, your boys like Jorgen De Castro, Peter Barrett, Bruno Diaz, everybody was coming up in there. So you had some big dogs there, and I'm sure you're going to have big dogs in your gym coming soon.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been kind of like, Sitadong has always been my family, so I started training at a gym actually that used to be right down the street here called CCFA with Pat Schultz and Mike Gresh. And they were like an affiliate of Sitadong. So I started going up to Sitadong on Monday nights for sparring all those years ago. And I just kind of never stopped. So I've never been like an actual member over there. But those people, those are my family. You know, like I still will be up there whenever I get a chance. Obviously not as much now because I got to run this place. But yeah, Sit has a great group of fighters, great group of people. They always have. They always will. And they're one of the places that do teach Muay Thai for Muay Thai's sake, but as well as for MMA. So absolutely like a great gym. And you see a lot of people popping up there from other gyms as well and making the trek over to Somerville to train. But yeah, I mean, I've been training down in Cape Cod here in Plymouth, and I've been popping in random gyms. I'm at Sit every Monday. I mean, I've been all over the place, so it's going to be nice not having to put all that gas in my tank and just kind of be right here.
I was just going to say, man, like, all y'all MMA fighters, like, I don't get how you guys have bank accounts, man. Like, you guys drive to Boston. Oh, wait, I got to go to Lakeville. Oh, I got to go. I'm like, whoa, bro, like, what do you mean? Like, you know, I know you're good with Sean Schubert and you know, his Red Seal team. That's I feel like he's doing an excellent job with the Muay Thai program too. You know, mm-hmm. It's just amazing how, like, I've talked to this about, you know, MMA fighters, Muay Thai with Sean. You guys are like a well-knit community. It's not like, you know, oh, this guy is shit. Oh, this guy is a, like, I'm gonna beat his ass. It's not really like that. And people want that drama. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm glad there's class acts like you guys that don't have to, you know, do that before a fight, but, you know, do it in the ring or the octagon.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of reflects on the sport. I mean, I had 20 pro MMA fights before I switched over to Muay Thai. And one of the reasons that I prefer Muay Thai over MMA, besides just the sport itself, is all that extra stuff that people do. Everybody wants to have a personality now, and not, I mean, not a, the values up.
Sorry, I missed that whole thing. My computer froze. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, like, you have your personality, like, you just put your hand in the air and you won. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like Muay Thai is a more well-rounded professional. Like, it's not like showboating or anything like that. It's more of a respect thing. I feel like there's a ton of respect in there. Nobody like goes crazy, you know, because it's very traditional. It marks back to ages and decades ago and even centuries ago, you know. So I find Muay Thai very interesting and very historical. I mean, anybody can talk about fights, but like, that stuff's like legend, long time ago kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And for me, have you ever been to Thailand or China or anywhere like that to see this?
Yeah, I was in Thailand actually 3 years ago right now. It came up in my memories the last couple of weeks. But yeah, that was I've only been to Thailand that one time. I went, and obviously after that, the pandemic happened. So ever since, it's not really been an option. Now, I mean, I'm getting the gym going, but I plan on getting back over there soon because I plan on getting back into the ring soon. So I want to get some more training out there. But yeah, it was awesome going over there. We were out there for, I think I was there for like just 3 weeks, so not the longest time in the world. And I was bouncing around the country trying to see this place and that place and popping into a few different gyms. But even in that little bit of time, I definitely picked up a lot, kind of understood the game a lot more from doing it over there and seeing the fights at Lumpini and Rajadamnern Stadium.
I've heard a lot of crazy things about that stuff. So everybody, like, you know, has this different kind of, like, different aspect of Muay Thai life or karate or MMA. Like, you know, I've heard from another source that's true is, like, in the movie Bloodsport, where they're betting like this and that and this, and then they got the guy over here. It's like a community basket. And I heard in Thailand they do that. They, like, throw the money around, like, your bets go here and there and there. I'm like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah. At the big stadiums, that's like kind of the majority of the crowd is made up by the bettors up in the stands. The people that are sitting ringside are usually like the foreigners that buy the more expensive tickets to get up close and go to a Muay Thai fight. But up in the stands at the big stadiums like Lumpini and stuff, it's filled with all the gamblers and it's just chaos there. The energy is crazy. They're yelling and screaming and betting with each other, just using like hand signals and whatnot. I don't know how it works, but it's that. And it also like kind of shapes the way a Muay Thai fight happens in those stadiums. So if you ever watch like a fight from Lumpini or Rajadamnern, usually the first couple rounds are very slow and they're not really going at it that much. It's because they're given time for the bettors to place their bets. That's the reason why they start slower. So and then like third, fourth round, they're really going at it, you know, and that's completely due to the betting. You know, so it's something that I think they're trying to crack down on a little bit, as far as like making them start faster and not just finish, like sometimes and even in the fifth round after the first minute or two where they're fighting hard, if one guy thinks he won, then he'll kind of dance off and not really engage anymore to try to show the bettors and show the judges that he won. And now they're trying to like, okay, like fight until it's over. But that's also why you start seeing other promotions like Max Muay Thai that are more entertainment based, and they're doing three rounds instead of five rounds, and they're not at the stadium, so they're trying to like push the action more so than you'll see at like Lumpini. But yeah, it's a whole thing, but it's crazy being in that atmosphere and just kind of feeling it and seeing it for yourself, because it's way different than anything out here for sure.
Well, it's funny. It's like us asking for popcorn at Fenway Park. It's for them, it's like, I need the nearest bettor real quick.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. You just got to see who wants to bet against you, basically.
So you coming from Plymouth, man, like what got you in specifically Muay Thai?
I mean, I've been doing martial arts basically my whole life. I started doing karate right here in Plymouth, right downtown with a man named Dave McConnell. And he ran a dojo called Dragon Horse. And it was pretty much the most official, kind of strictest, like could trace the lineage back to Okinawa dojo around.
Oh man.
So it was like, and that's the one I picked as a little kid. My mom was always like, damn, you picked the hardest one to train at. But I guess to me as a little kid, it just looked the most official, like I was watching a movie or something. But so I started training there as a little kid. I ended up competing in a lot of karate tournaments, and I did really well, got a lot of trophies, and kind of made a little bit of a name for myself as far as just in a local little karate circuit as a little kid. But I did that up until I was in my teens, and then I stopped. I was playing basketball and just hanging out with my friends and all that kind of stuff. But then a year after high school, CCFA opened right down the street with Schultze and Gresh. And that's when the UFC started getting like really popular. So I was like, hey, I can do martial arts. Like, so I went and I showed up and I just kind of never stopped training. And because they were affiliated with Sit Yat Tong, it was MMA school, but the striking and the Muay Thai was kind of like the main thing of it. Like we
yeah,
had
their specialty
we had
type of
yeah
deal.
we had yeah had wrestling, had jujitsu and everything like that. But I've always been drawn to striking. But so yeah, so I had my MMA career and those 20 fights, and most of my losses came from people just taking me down, just laying on top of me. You know, I got submitted, I think twice maybe in those 20 fights, but like people would just take me down, lay on me. They'd walk out of the cage all beat up, with getting hit with jabs and low kicks and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I just kind of got fed up with people just like, I wanted a fight where I could just stand up, you know, because that's what I'm best at. And I felt like if I could fight you just, and you had no choice but to stand up with me, that I would be doing very well. So I made the switch over, and I guess I proved what I was saying all along, because like, I mean, I only lost for the first time in Muay Thai last summer. And that was against like somebody that was really, really good. So, I mean, and it was a split decision. So it's like, got all those world titles to kind of back up what I was saying that whole time.
Yeah, I would MMA. Think so. I would think so. Speaking of that, man, I mean, 8 titles, that's crazy amazing. And, you know, the Grand Prix, like, how was that? Like, you know, you travel to a foreign country, well, London, and you're at the O2. Like, what was that atmosphere like when you were there?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was my first time defending the belt, actually. So I'd won the belt. So I was the first one to have the Lion Fight Cruiserweight belt. Nobody, they hadn't had a champ in that weight class before. Me and Paul Banasiak fought for it, who he's a stud too. He's a great Muay Thai fighter. And I was still kind of learning the game, like, cause Muay Thai is a lot different than MMA. A lot of people think that you can just take away the ground game and you're doing Muay Thai, where that's not the case. Even though like somebody can be using punches, kicks, knees, and elbows, it doesn't mean they're doing Muay Thai. Like, it's scored differently. The rhythm and the tempo is different. It's its own beast. But so I was still like kind of learning the ropes, but because I was unorthodox from my MMA experience, I think I did pretty well, and I won the title. So then that next fight was me defending it, and the Muay Thai Grand Prix title was on the line as well. So whoever won was going to take home both belts. And I fought an undefeated guy from London, Jordan Smith, and he was very aggressive. He was a good fighter too. And but I mean, like, that whole thing was pretty dope. It was like, I mean, that was my first time being in Europe at all. It was my first time fighting overseas. I mean, I went over there with a couple other Americans, like Amin Balafrique and Eddie Abasolo, who are both savages too. So it was kind of like us three versus England, you know, like it was a dope experience for sure. But yeah, and like at the O2, it was at the Indigo in the O2. So Indigo is like a little bit smaller venue that's inside the O2 arena. So just being there where so many like major events happen, like, I mean,
that's still fucking cool, man. I don't care what nobody says. That's cool as hell. And bro, that year you took over 2017, like literally took the whole year over. Like, you won every single fight. Then you took it over to 18 when you won 2 more. It's like you had them, like you just don't stop.
Yeah, they had me busy, which I mean, I loved it because I got kind of a late start in Muay Thai. You'll see, I mean, in Thailand, the kids start fighting professionally at like 8 years old, 9 years old. So it's
in
like,
the dirt. Like, they're fighting dirt, like, yeah,
exactly,
in the most, yep, unorthodox like gyms and like,
mm-hmm, yep, with full-on rules, elbows, no padding, no shin guards, no headgear, just straight into the fire. So, I mean, for me, obviously I had the MMA experience, but like switching over, like I said, it's a totally different game, like familiar, but still very different. And you got to kind of learn how to play that game. So me doing it in my 30s, you know, that's a late start. So I was like happy that I got to fight so often in that time period. I think 2017, I might have fought like, I don't know, 3 times, 4 times. I have no idea, something like that. So it's like, I felt like that was true to the sport being that active, because Thai fighters, they fight very often. And I wanted to catch up. So it's like, since then I haven't got to fight super frequently. I fought, I think, January 2020, and then the pandemic happened. And then during the pandemic, my hip kind of went downhill. And so I fought July 2021 was my last one. And then I got hip surgery this past May. So now I'm finally getting back to getting in fighting shape, and I should be clear to get in there very soon. It's going to be 6 months at the end of this month. So hopefully this winter I can get back to getting some more belts to hang on the wall in here.
Well, man, I mean, shit, like you had to go to the surgeon to re-up on getting more surgical. So just think of it that way.
Yeah, pretty much. Ironic.
So, I mean, like, you got it. That's the great thing is me, myself, I met you at Cage Titans. I don't remember what number it was. I think it was 54. I think you were Peter Barrett's.
I think
when he was the, when he was the, when he was a,
beat, yeah.
Yeah, when he was the Crackerjack.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the cool thing about the MMA community. You meet new people, then like you're like, hey, I met you at the fights. Like, do you mind like shooting the shit? And like, that's the coolest thing about this community. Like, everybody's nice to each other. I haven't interviewed a bad MMA fighter whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about it. Or in my sake, more. So congratulations. You'll be my first Muay Thai fighter on the show.
There we go.
That means you're going to get a dub next, because people keep winning when they come on my show. So
right. I like it. It's like the opposite of the Madden curse.
Yeah, fuck the Madden curse. That's all bullshit. So with that stuff, I mean, you know, with this new gym opening up, is this the dream come true for you? Like, is this what you set out for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, for the past, I don't know, maybe 4 years, I've been accumulating all this stuff to put in here. So I've had the idea of opening a spot, and I knew that's what I was going to do. I like to teach. I think I'm good at teaching. I get very like meticulous and surgical, if you will, with even how I teach. And I can kind of like pick apart somebody's technique and take it apart, put it back together, and teach them how to do stuff more efficiently and tell you how to do stuff, why to do stuff. So it's like, I enjoy that whole process and seeing people get better. And then I also wanted to have my own place to get ready for my fights. Like I said, I was traveling here and there, and I mean, I'm still going to be doing that when it's time to get ready for fights, but still I'll be able to like kind of bring people to me now instead of me going to find everybody else. But yeah, it's like, it's kind of my own little sanctuary here. I wanted to make it look a certain way. I wanted you to feel a certain way when you walked in. Like, you see this guy up behind me, like the artwork, the vibes, the colors. I mean, just kind of a little piece of my imagination come to life, and then try to make it as successful as possible. And most importantly, just start churning out some real Muay Thai fighters, you know, like some people that can actually like play the game and fit in at any Muay Thai gym kind of in the world. Actually, I have one student, Zach Converse. He's in Germany right now, and he's going to Muay Thai gyms out there and sending me videos of him sweeping people and stuff. And I'm like, see?
Oh, I saw Zach at Cage Titans. Yep.
He fought. Yeah, he didn't do as good as I wanted him to that one time, but he's an up and coming kid. He's going to do like some good things in the sport. I got a lot of other students. This young kid, Matt Nakata, he's 17 years old. He's a beast. He's fought like 4 times already. A bunch of other good fighters. I mean, doing some things in here, you know.
I respect it, man. So you said about 6 months till you heal. So that's progress right there. And my last question to you is, Chip, how'd you get the nickname Surgeon?
Yeah, so 6 months was from May. So right now this is month number six. But I got that nickname when I was doing karate as a little kid. So I would like kind of in the tournament format for the sparring portion, you kind of have your bracket of kids that you're going to go against. And I would sit there and each match happens one by one. So I'd kind of watch and be like, okay, that kid, he comes out really hard and fast. And this kid kind of like kicks a lot. And this kid does whatever he does. And I kind of sit and analyze each of them and kind of see what they were doing. And then I go in there and just kind of pick them apart and pretty much always won, more or less. And so my teacher, Dave McConnell, he in the gym once, he was like, you're like a surgeon. He said, we're gonna call you the surgeon. And that still kind of reflects how I fight. I'm always kind of very cerebral with it. I like to make sure everything I do is with kind of precision and great technique, and everything is done for a purpose, and kind of analyzing and just staying cool, calm, and collected while I slice you up, you know?
Love it, man. Love it. So hopefully we'll see you training some dudes coming up for the January card for Cage Titans or CES or anything under the sun, everything under the sun, I mean.
Yeah, man, we'll see. I mean, if people, like I said, if people want to do Muay Thai and they want to get their striking better, if it's for MMA, if it's for Muay Thai, if it's for kickboxing, for whatever, then, you know, they know where to find me right here, Surgeon Muay Thai.
Well, we will definitely put that in the link for sure and get your name out there. Even though you already have a name, it doesn't even matter. You're already surgically taking over Massachusetts.
I'm trying to get back to that soon.
Well, thank you so much, Chip. Keep being the surgeon you are, and can't wait for you to be back. So, how can everybody follow you and follow your gym even?
So my handle on Instagram is Chip the Surgeon. Just straightforward, one word. The gym's is Surgeon Muay Thai. Again, just one word, pretty simple. But yeah, on Facebook too, Chip the Surgeon, and then Surgeon Muay Thai on there. It's pretty straightforward, you know. But getting the website put together pretty soon as well. But for now, if anybody wants to stop by for classes or private lessons or whatever, just hit me up on either page and pull up, you know, doing some cool things in here.
And we will promote that for sure. So everybody, Matty C Sports, you and me, Chip the Surgeon, aka the Beast of Muay Thai and Lion Fight. Everybody, thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for you and me. Make sure to follow Matty Cameron on Twitter at MattCameron23 or follow him on Instagram at MattyC23 or subscribe to his YouTube channel, Matty C's Sports for you and me. Once again, thanks for watching.